If I ever get out of here, thought of giving it all away to a registered charity. All I need is a pint today. If I ever get out of here, if we ever get out.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Zach Going. This is the Astro Hour. And, wait for it, I'm winging it today. Get it? 'Cause wings. Huh. Important things happened today in history. In 1964, Sidney Poitier became the first African-American to win Best Actor. That's great. A couple years later, 6 years later, the oxygen tanks on Apollo 13 exploded, starting the whole Apollo 13 crisis. And there's one other good one. What was the other good one? I mean, I wouldn't call that one a good one, but, you know, it's an interesting, you know, history thing. Hold on. There was one other really good one where I was like, oh, this is interesting. I just get these off Wikipedia, honestly. The Met was founded. That wasn't it, but that's interesting, I suppose. The Met was founded. No, that one's... Oh, no, that one's about mass graves. That's not good. Okay. Apollo 13 and Sidney Poitier. I feel like that's a good one. There weren't any good birthdays, though. That's kind of sad. Yeah, I always find it interesting when I'm looking at these and I find, like, birthdays from, like, 1994. I'm like, really? Are they... Is someone born in 1994, like, important? Like, worthy enough to have their birthday listed on Wikipedia? they're always like Latvian ice hockey players too. Like literally, like the one I'm looking at right now was born April 13th, 1994. And he's a Latvian ice hockey player. So happy birthday, Elvis. I'm not even going to try. You're listening to the Astro Hour. We've got a great show planned, kind of. That's why I'm winging it. Get it? Okay. Here's Paul Simon.
She thought I was all right in a sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I've said what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know, I've said what I've said. Of money. She was the kind of girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, "What does that mean? I really remind you of money." She said, "Oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head." You the woman who was recently given a Fulbright. She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head." But said, don't get cute. So I forced my hands in my pockets and filled with my thumbs. And gallantly I handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside. I stood in the dirt. After finding out I'd forgotten my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway, she went to get it, and I tried to make sense out of that picture of you in your wheelchair that leaned up against. Making rum, and when she did come, I asked her for some. She said, no, dear. I said, your words aren't clear. You better spit out your gum. She screamed till her face got so red, then she fell on the floor. Covered her up and then thought I'd go look through her drawer. And when I was through, I filled up my shoe and brought it to you. And you took me in, you loved me then.
That was Fleetwood Mac with Never Going Back Again off of Rumors. I think that's the fourth. No. Third track? No, I'm totally wrong. Never mind. I've been listening to a lot of Fleetwood Mac recently after I had the idea that if I ever made a Fleetwood Mac cover EP, I could call it Fleetwood Zach. So I've been working on that just for the non-joke. That's not really even that funny. I just think it's a little clever. So this shows the great lengths I'll go to do something that's only mildly clever. Before that was Fourth Time Around by Bob Dylan, which is one of my favorite songs. Definitely my favorite Bob Dylan song off of Blonde on Blonde. And before that was I Know What I Know off of Paul Simon's Graceland. I actually had one birthday that I forgot today. I think it's a pretty important one, especially given this one thing I recently learned about this person. Third President of the United States and paleontology enthusiast Thomas Jefferson. That's right. Thomas Jefferson loved, apparently, to spread mastodon bones on the floor of the White House. This was, of course, the old White House. And just inspect mastodon bones. And some people suspect that the real reason he sent Lewis and Clark out on their journey west was to see if there were still mastodons in North America. Because no one really knew anything about, like, the crazy fauna. Is that the word for... And no one knew, like, what animals lie in the West. So he's like, well, maybe there are mastodons. Which is interesting, especially considering that around, like, Alaska and northern Canada, there were still woolly mammoths up until around, early years AD, you know, the first century, I should probably say. Interesting, right? So he was like just a couple thousand years off, but still, he was really interested in finding mastodon bones. I love that. This is a president of the United States who was interested in science. It's so interesting. up next, we've got a less acoustic set than those three songs. Here is the B-52s.
no one has a head.
That was, of course, Video Killed the Radio Star, first song ever played on MTV. Before that was Dead Boy and the Elephant Men with Stop 'Em Already Dead, and before that was the B-52s with Planet Claire. One of my coworkers holds that if I ever discover anything in space, I should name it Planet Claire, whether or not it's a planet, which I think is a fair assumption. Will I ever discover anything space in space? No, of course not. It's PSA time. I can't find the PSA binder, so we're going to do a pre-taped one. And here's one that I feel like I have to do, though I also feel like it's going to be... This is going to be an emotional labor for me to do. So here we go. This is the Cold Dog, Don't Leave Pets Outside PSA.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Wow. Okay. I expected that to be from a dog's perspective, and in retrospect, I'm very happy that it was not. Still quite the labor, honestly. That it don't leave your pets outside. Don't leave your pets outside. I know people from the South who have outdoor pets. I didn't know that that was something that people did. You know, I mean, because everyone up here, obviously, you can't have outdoor pets because they'll freeze to death. But, wow. Don't leave pets outside. I didn't know people did that. All right. Let's lighten the mood a little bit. Here is a small set of comedy songs for your listening pleasure. Here we go with Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, look around the room. I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room, in the whole wide room. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three good-looking girls on the street. Yeah,
depending on the street.
And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? How did they get a hottie like that to a party like his? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low.
Here we go.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be a waitress. You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. You could be a
a tree.
or a high class shoes.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
You probably still have to keep your normal job.
A part-time model.
Spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
Hi, I got a cool little toy.
List. Burn that microfilm, buddy, will you? I'd tell you why, but then I'd have to kill you. You need a quickie confession. We'll start a waterboarding session. No hurry on this South American dictator. I'll assassinate him later. That's when he walked right in my laser sights. And my silencer was on. And my silencer was on. And another target's gone. Yeah, we got our flag up all over the world. From Kazakhstan to Bombay. Paying the bribes like, yeah. Plugging the leaks like, yeah. Interrogating the scum of the earth. We'll break them by the break of day. Party in the CIA. Yeah, it's a party in the CIA. Need a country to stabilize. Stabilize. Look no further, we're your guys. We're your guys. We've got snazzy suits and ties. Suits and ties. And a better dental plan than the FBI. Better put your hands up and get in the van. Brainwashing moles like, yeah. We only torture the folks we don't like. You're probably gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the CIA. Yeah. It's a party in the CIA.
And we're back. That was Weird Al with Party in the CIA. Despite whether or not you like Weird Al's music, he is a fantastic musician. Like, whether or not you like the parody concept or the polka covers, he really is just great at coming up with ideas, and he's got such a huge musical knowledge. Like, I appreciate him so much. Before that was Test Pattern with This Is My Street, which is Fred Armisen's Talking Heads parody project that he did for an episode of Documentary Now. And before that was Flight of the Conchords with Most Beautiful Girl in the Room. The only slow jam I know how to play on guitar, if you can even call it that. I love that song just so much. Flight of the Conchords are amazing. I've been listening to a lot of their newer stuff online recently, because they haven't put out an album, but they've done a lot of concerts where they have that stuff, and it's all available online, and it's fantastic. None of which I can play on the radio, but it's so, so good. If you've never watched HBO's Flight of the Conchords, I highly recommend it to everyone of all ages. Why not? I'll do that right here. Got some more music now. I don't really have anything else to say, and I'm also working on an essay. So here we go.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather around and started talking, Pastor Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. The Lord knows he was.
Yes, he was.
How will I remember the look that was in his eyes? Stealing kisses from me on the sly, taking time to make time, telling me that he's all mine. Learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown. Reach me.
for me. Something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
That was Fleetwood Mac with Say You Love Me off of Fleetwood Mac. Before that was Nancy Sinatra with These Boots Are Made for Walking, Blondie with Call Me, and Dusty Springfield with Son of a Preacher Man. Thank you so much for listening today. I've had a fun time making this live with you and working on an essay. You've been listening to The Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going, and this is 91.5 WMFM Medford. Strike the Boxes up next, and to end, here is Talking Heads with Don't Worry About the Government.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisser Radio.
This is Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.